Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The other thing that stood out about that game and about that matchup in general is the reality of I don't want to see that team. I don't want to see that Houston Texans team in the playoffs. No, sir. I'd rather see Buffalo. I really would. I'd rather see Buffalo than Houston in the postseason. I don't even know if that's a controversial take after that game last night. And I'm not being reactionary either. I've been pumping up this Houston defense all year. We know how tough that front is. Drake May knows how tough that front is. I believe that he debuted against them last year, right? Wasn't that his first start? Or maybe it was the first game he got into? I can't remember if it was his first start or the first game that he entered. But I know they played Houston last year. And I remember Anderson and Hunter were flying off the edge. And I'm watching them going, damn, this is a pass rush right here, boy. These guys are coming after you. And they're doing that again this year. Now, that's a team that was led by Davis Mills, and it certainly showed. C.J. Stroud, maybe not the messiah everybody thought he was 2 years ago, but he's certainly better than Davis Mills. And Mills didn't play terribly. I mean, he was better than Josh Allen. But that, I think, was an important game. It was an important game for AFC seedings. It's an important game for the MVP race. It's an important game for the AFC East because that's where we are right now. We have now moved past the point where the AFC East or the AFC in general is considered wide open. It's not wide open anymore. It's not. It's the East belongs to New England right now. It's not wide open. Buffalo's going to have to work to get to, you know, I don't know. The Patriots control their own destiny right now. They win the next three, they clinch. Buffalo has to really go above and beyond. And I don't know, after that last night, I'm not sure they're up for it. The AFC belongs to a trio of teams, the Patriots, the Broncos, and the Colts. It's not wide open. There's still enough time for things to shuffle around, I guess, but the Chiefs and the Ravens, they have to go 5-2 down the stretch to get to 10 wins. And it's got to be 10 to get in the playoffs, right? Are both of those teams going to do that? Are either of those teams going to do that? I don't know that Lamar Jackson's going to be able to finish the year. He gets hurt all the time. And I don't know that the Chiefs have it in them this year. I just don't. They have a tough schedule down the stretch. They got a bunch of good teams they have to play. The Patriots don't. They just don't. So we're coming up to a point here. If Buffalo won, I wouldn't be saying this. But the Patriots, this is not a wide-open AFC East. It's not a wide-open AFC. There's a few teams that are really in the driver's seat, and the Patriots are one of them, as are the Broncos, as are, I'll still say, the Colts. Colts are still absolutely part of that conversation. They should be. They got a very, very talented team, and they're winning lots of games. But I don't know. It's a 3 or 4 team race, I'd say. And the Patriots, they're looking like the favorites right now, I would say. I think the Patriots are better than the Broncos. I think that they are better than the Colts. The Colts have aspects of their roster that maybe you can say is better than what to pay. Like, their running game's better, obviously. I'm not saying they're 100% better than everyone. But would I take them head-to-head against those two teams? Do I think that they have a better quarterback, first of all, and better just overall makeup and well-roundedness? Absolutely. Absolutely. And the Broncos have a lot going for them, for sure. The Colts have a lot going for them. The Patriots feel like they're different from those two teams. They just do. The way they've played lately, the Patriots have played better than the Broncos and the Colts lately. And that's really getting into the weeds with, you know, how did they win and what kind of win was it and whatever. How'd the offense look? How'd this look? How'd that look? You get really down to it. And I know this flies in the face of Aaron Schatz and the DVOA. But you look at some of the wins Denver's had lately versus the Patriots. I'd say they're right there. And I just think that they're a more talented team. I just think they're better. I think Drake May's better than Bo Nix. I think he's definitely better than Jones. I'd put Vrabel right up there with Steichen and with Peyton. And the turnaround has been undeniable. So, that's where I stand. That's where it is.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was thinking about today the major upsets in the NFL because there's some other interesting matchups this weekend. Along with the Patriots taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, which I'm very, very concerned about how no problem everyone is about this game. The reason why isn't because I think the Bengals are good. I don't think a lot of teams the Patriots have beaten this year are good. But the Patriots do let teams hang around, don't they? They let them hang around. And they haven't gone up against the Joe Burrow yet this year. You know, like that's the thing. If he plays, obviously, I'm not quite as concerned. If it's Joe Flacco, although Flacco's had some, you know, he's had some magic late in games too. You've seen that. Patriots, they let teams hang around. And when it's Justin Fields out there, it's not really, you don't really have to worry about it. When it's Spencer Rattler out there, you're not really worried about that game-winning drive. It's just, you know, you can stop that guy. Can you stop Joe Burrow in that same situation if you let the Bengals hang around like you've let other teams? Well, the Bengals' defense is terrible. The Saints are on pace, I think, for the number one overall pick, right? You only beat the Saints by one score. So, I don't know. I mean, it's not that the Patriots don't win games, but when you talk about the quality of the wins, when you talk about, you know, how they look, can they close teams out? Are they winning because of things that they've done, or is it a mistake made by the other team? You know, that type of thing. It's fair to sort of look into it. Now, again, they're much better than the Bengals. The Bengals have a historically bad defense. The Bengals have let in more points than any team by a lot this year, and their point differential is horrific. Absolutely. But, you know, it doesn't mean that they can't hang around. Worse teams than them have hung around with the Patriots. The Jets hung around with the Patriots just this past Thursday. Well, a week from Thursday, you know what I mean. And that game was a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Like, the Patriots seemed like they had that game in hand, sure. But they didn't dominate or anything. Like, you get down to the end like that against Burrow and T. Higgins, and who knows? I think it could be a big game for Drake May. I think it ought to be a big game for Drake May. Like, you want to show people you're the MVP, this is the defense to do it against. This is the defense to be able to make different kinds of throws and show off that arm, show off those throws on the run. Pump up your stats. They're already absurd. Pump them up for real against this team. I'd love to see like 400 yards and three touchdowns on Sunday. And that's the type of team you can do that against. But I also don't want them going in there thinking that's got to be the game plan. We got to get Drake May's stats. We got to pump it up. We got to run up the score. We got to do this and that. Win games the way you win games. Do whatever you do. Do whatever's comfortable. You don't have to go out there and blow teams out. The Patriots of the dynasty era, they had those years where they did it and didn't win the Super Bowl. And they had a lot of, you know, Super Bowl wins against teams that, you tell me, were they much better than them or not? Because most of those games ended with a field goal, no matter what it looked like. And I don't know that these Patriots are there yet. I'm not calling them fool's gold like Cam Newton. I have something to say about him a little bit later on in the show as well. I was watching a segment of First Take today. Because I don't have a job. I just watch First Take all day. You know what's funny?
You're a liar.
I'm not lying. I'm not lying. I knew who was on the show. By the way, hot take. I think that Drake May knows exactly what show Cam Newton's on, and I think he knows what Cam Newton said about him. That's my hot take. I don't think he's like obsessed with it or anything. But you're telling me that if your boyhood idol went on a TV show and started talking about you and just saying disparaging kind of things about you, you wouldn't hear about that? You wouldn't watch that and be like, wow. Maybe you'd forget the name of the show it was on, but you're telling me not that you'd no idea? I have no idea. I think he knew. And he was just being a little spicy back to him. It's fine. I think it's fine. I'm not saying he's a liar, because you don't know that. It's just something. Something I thought was getting lost in translation a little bit here. I'm still very firmly on Team Drake May.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.